Okay. Maybe it's recorded on the Akashic Records or something like that. So we're right in the middle of our recording, right in the middle of our presentation here. We're talking about how Krishna's born from Devaki. We took that verse where it describes the actual birth of Krishna from this chapter. And also Rupa Goswami, he has so many books, but he has one book called Sri Krishna Janmatithi, the lunar day of Krishna's birth, which as far as I know, it describes how to celebrate Janmashtami. And I think a lot of esoteric things about the kind of consciousness, everything else. One time I was sitting in the Radha Govinda temple in Vrindavan, and chanting and other things, and you sit on one side there and you look at it and contemplate it. And then I was beginning to think, now, wow, what was this temple like, on Janmashtami, when Rupa Goswami was here or the Goswamis were here? And then you begin to see that all these, it must have been covered with beautiful garlands. At that time, the weather was much more accommodating. There were much more flowers. There was a forest. There were deer running around. The hill there was a beautiful hill. It was right. Yoga was where Radha and Krishna do their noonday pastimes, as we understand. And the Jamuna was passing down right below there. So you can imagine, the Jamuna was the main thoroughfare, the highway. Always barges and boats and executive government, people going from Agra to Delhi. So it must have been an incredible place with so many devotees building their houses, around there, and so many different musical groups competing to perform for Radha Govinda on their birthday party. And all the architraves must have been full of flower vases, coordinated, and the thing must have been hung with so many beautiful flower garlands like that. Yeah. And so it must have been such, and the temple, of course, would have been nude. It wouldn't have been bats hanging in the cupola. And all the stories of the thing there must have been there. Of course, the top stories of any building are going to be the most beautiful. So what must it have looked like? It'd be nice to have an art competition. Maybe Pushkar can organize this. An art competition to redesign the top stories of the Radha Govinda temple. That'd be incredible, no? Redesign the top stories of the Radha Govinda temple. And then maybe donate the pictures and stuff to the temple there. So Sri Krishna Janmashtami, and then maybe we can also get the mercy to go back to that one. Scrooge got the opportunity to see his previous things on Christmas Eve. So maybe on Janmashtami Eve or something, you can have these. You can see the Janmashtami when Rupa Goswami was there. And you probably, again, you'd just be floating in ecstasy to be there. Yeah. So we have to have that kind of body. We have to have a body surcharged with transcendental ecstasy, to be able to participate in these things. Maybe in our mind we can talk about them a little bit and appreciate them from a celestial level. Yeah. But that, you got to be careful, because we become Brahmins, we can appreciate these things from a celestial level, from Indraloka level, but we have to penetrate all the coverings, and go all the way to Goloka. But maybe we'll do it in steps. Okay, Prabhupada's hopping up and down, Rivati Nandan Swami's hopping up and down. And the nice stories about this picture. So next picture is actually, a picture of somebody's altar. Maybe somebody recognizes this. So, of course, in Janmashtami, it'd be very wonderful. You have a called a VNN, but have it live or something. But okay, and now we're taking this, Janmashtami around the world. As the day progresses, we can just have the sun never sets on the ISKCON Empire. So Prabhupada, he's equaled the British Empire. The sun never sets on the ISKCON Empire. So we could just have one Janmashtami festival after another. When the doors open at midnight, we could just have see the one after another with beautiful camera cuts and all these kind of things. And oh my goodness, just a rolling thing of nectar. So here's a beautiful Janmashtami festival. They came up with a Janmashtami call like that. Next is, now this is Houston. This is Radha Nilamadava on their old altar, And of course, they're 2 meters tall, and the pujari is Saranga Thakur. And notice, they've used natural gifts, all the natural gifts of bananas and mangoes and apples and oranges, and a beautiful outfit. Again, purple. Is purple the Janmashtami color? It sure is a nice color. And Radharani's face is like the moon. Krishna's face is like the moon, like the black moon. And the garlands behind, my goodness. I guess you can buy those in India, but there they had to make them. Yeah. So this is our Janmashtami festival, and hopefully everybody's decorating their local altars to invite Krishna, to raise our consciousness, you know, to this Vaikuntha level. Because the basic theme is that, you know, Krishna's incarnating, you know, to destroy Dharma Glani and to protect the devotees. So of course, where are there more demons and devotees than our own hearts? You know, we have so many perverted desires, you know, so many things like that, Dharma Glanis. We become depressed, we become unhappy. That's offensive. If we're depressed and unhappy. If we're spiritually depressed, it's ecstasy. Give me more. You know? But if we're materially depressed and everything else, that's offensive. Yeah. So today is a wonderful day to pray to Krishna. What else can we pray for? That we have Krishna will incarnate in our heart, you know, full of dense darkness, and make an incredible work to eliminate, you know, all these demons. Maybe throughout the next year, it may take 1 year to work on them. But we should feel the tangible presence of Krishna today, no? You know, we should see that the atmosphere is becoming auspicious. Before Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha born, there was, you know, blood coming from Dipi's breast or something. That's when they died, I guess. You know, and there was, she-jackals vomiting fire or things like this, you know, always inauspicious symbols. The deities in the temple were shivering, you know, horses were, dogs were circumambulating people backwards, you know, all these horrible things. Meteorites were falling from the sky. So we should see these things in nature, you know, actually see these things in our life, you know. Krishna's still here, so we should see auspicious elements. For us today, it's a very, very nice day. It's overcast, so it's not hot, and the clouds, of course, remind us of Krishna, you know. And we have the pleasant sight of all the sound of all the automobiles passing by on Medical Center Parkway, which I guess should remind us of the River Jamuna. And if I look out my window, there's the Boys and Girls Club down below, big place, which I guess is Go Gopa Krida Stan. And then I'm just looking at the back of a big shopping mall behind me. So I guess that's Nanda Bhavan. Yeah. So all these auspicious places, we're surrounded by these things, and we should expect an auspicious day. I've noticed that before Nrisimhadev comes, it always seems that it's really inauspicious things, fighting amongst devotees, you know. So it seems that Hiranyakasipu's got the power until Nrisimhadev appears. But before Krishna appears, everything becomes auspicious. Next slide. Okay, this is a very, very famous slide of Kansa with his very, very terrible-looking, sharp, razor-sharp Wilkinson, you know, Damascus steel blade raised up. He's got Devaki's hair, and she's not looking frightened at all. She's looking a little bit like disturbed. Actually, she looks like maybe she's thinking about she's not going to be able to wear her other dress this afternoon. I don't know. I don't want to offend. It was the Parikshit paint this painting. Pushkar knows, you know. But she doesn't look really, really disturbed. And Vasudeva also doesn't look too disturbed. But in the public, yeah, the girls look disturbed. One of them is passing out in another girl's arms. And one guy way back, looking way back in the distance, it looks like one guy is pointing. Hey, look what's happening in the royal carriage. Also, there's no umbrella on the royal carriage here, too. That's kind of strange. Maybe you had to do that for the composition. But this is the start of the whole thing, in some ways. This is, you know, why Krishna's appearing and how Devaki got involved in the whole thing. So you got to remember, this has been going on for some time, and different babies have been killed by Kansa. And Kansa's a real waffle guy. You know, sometimes he's like, wants to surrender. There's one, and you're just reading a Nectar of Devotion, that Kansa says, well, I should surrender to Krishna. And he says, no, why should I be afraid of Krishna? And he goes back and forth in four or five verses. He's apologizing to Devaki and Vasudeva, and I'm such a demon, please forgive me. And he talks to his bad association, he gets back into it again, you know. So they've been going through all this, and now finally what's going to happen next? Because they don't know the story, you know. They don't know the story, and we know the story, yeah. But they don't know what's going to happen next. Is Kansa going to come and kill Krishna? Or is this the eighth son or whatever it is? Or don't we count the miscarriage? You know? So anyway, this is background. And here, okay, next picture is by B.G. Sharma. Okay. And very nice, very nice. He's very realistic, these portrayals. And it shows Vasudev in a white outfit with no shirt, with a beautiful beard. And Devaki also in a white outfit. And they're sitting on a mat in the prison with no ornaments and no ankle irons. And there's Vishnu. And Vishnu's appearing in front of them like that. Okay. Next picture. Here's the same thing. This is by somebody else. And a little more fruity type colors. These colors are too bright for me. You know, it seems kind of unreal. These kind of like traditional Indian colors in some of these pictures. But this guy, he has nice babies. He has little Krishna down there. And he has Vishnu appearing. I like Vishnu more in this picture. Vasudev's in very kind of royal dress, and so is Devaki. Like that. I don't think Kansa was like torturing him, you know. I think maybe they were chained up, but he might have been even using gold chains or something. It's kind of my impression that he was like, would think well of them. Okay, keep them locked up so I'm not in danger, but give them, you know, some kind of decent food or something, whatever, you know. Okay. So this is how Kau Krishna appeared, of course, you know. First he appeared as Vishnu, and then they offered beautiful prayers, which we can offer later on the day. Later on the day, if you want something to do, just go through and recite Vasudeva's prayers and analyze them. How does he look at Krishna? What is the bhava? And, of course, this would be a great part of the whole, you know, 24-hour kirtan here would be hearing and chanting about Krishna, these prayers. Bhadravardhan told me that Prabhupada said, on these big festival days, you can spend 20 minutes in kirtan, 20 minutes reading, and 20 minutes doing japa. And I've done it with a few devotees, maybe 3, 4, 5 devotees, and this doesn't stop. The kirtan wakes you up, the reading gets your mind going, and the japa allows you to meditate. And just when you're kind of like losing your ability to do one or the other, the next one starts, and this 1 hour just goes after another like that. That's a wonderful way to celebrate, you know. And, of course, during the year, you can recite these prayers. When you're reading, you can read the prayers and discuss them. And every year, of course, it gets more intense. So that for Vasudeva offered prayers to Vishnu, and so did Devaki. And then Krishna assumed the baby form. And then Krishna told them, take me to Gokula. And, of course, Devaki was probably upset by this, but also happy that he was going to escape. Next picture. So here we have a very nice picture. I don't know who did this one. And I've seen several in the same theme. And this picture is in a very, very like human, classical, rich form. And it shows Vasudev, very realistic. I think we have a little baby Krishna there under his cloak. And Devaki next to him making a little hand sign. Shh, be quiet. You know? But it shows then a very dark prison with a lamp burning in the architrave and evil iron bars over the windows, all gray, and one of the guards lying on the ground sleeping. So it's almost like they're just coming out and just like seeing the situation. They're chained up, but Vasudeva gives a shake to the shackles, they fall off, the doors are open, they look out, is this everywhere? And then he goes walking down the hall, in the next picture, different artists in the prison hallways are littered with sleeping guards left and right. Kind of interesting because, you know, Kansa must have had the, you know, high security upon high security upon maximum security, you know, people there. Yeah. Like, with, you know, several layers of prison walls, several layers of the topmost guards, you know, must have been incredible like that and something, you know. Yeah. And this picture shows Vasudev skinny as anything, like, you know, having been tortured by Kansa. He's carrying Krishna in a basket on his head, and as he goes down the hall, it's just littered with sleeping guards left and right. Yeah. Then another one that comes out, and maybe we're just about to come out because Anantasesha is showing up. I think he's a little early, according to the Leela. And this picture has a nice statue of somebody with a burning pot on his head, has the prison guard falling down with a very, very nice, authentic, realistic ornaments, like a Muslim type of outfit, big sword, big lance. And right next to him is a leopard. Maybe the leopards were also guarding. You can smell things. So you got a high-tech high-tech system because the animals can smell anybody, anything like that. So on. But the leopard's yawning, but he's not fully asleep. So maybe he gets a little mercy. He was kind of just doing his job exactly. He wasn't really, so much into bothering Krishna. Next slide. This is the BBT slide from the first Krishna book. This art's incredible. I used to look at these things before I ever became a devotee, and it was like psychedelic. I wasn't taking any drugs by then, we'll call it LSD or anything else. But these pictures were just like something from a different world, The later pictures, I think, became more realistic. But I think the advantage of these pictures was that it forced you to some ways to fill in the realism. Marshall McLuhan talks a lot about that. These pictures were cool media because it forced you to relate, add the details and stuff like that. Yeah. So it looks like Vasudev stepping in the water here and starting to cross the Jamuna. The next slide is a close-up. And he's, some sentiment. Baby Krishna's got his arms up. Can we imagine that? The guys can imagine being a father, and the girls can imagine being a mother. Yeah? And holding baby Krishna. Is that enough for you? Holding baby Krishna. Yeah, maybe for one moment. Yeah. Yeah. Is he warm? Is his diapers wet? Is he appreciating how you're carrying him and just taking shelter that you're not going to drop him, like that? Okay, Vasudev, you've got an incredible position. So next picture shows Vasudev in the Jamuna. Got a lot of fish running around, some little places in the background, and the clouds are coming there, and we get an Ananta Sesha over Krishna. Next picture is a close-up. And this, it's kind of interesting, Krishna. He looks kind of like Indira Gandhi or something, Kind of got a bigger nose. And he's got a little cloth over him. And not to say she's looking at him, And he's kind of just resting there, and they're going across the river. Kind of a. Vasudev doesn't look exactly happy or anything. He looks kind of like, somewhere else. He's thinking about somewhere else. So here's another one. Maybe it's the same series. Looks like very similar Krishna. Similar Vasudev, but Krishna is just different. And now we're right in the middle of it. They've got high waves coming up. And this is very interesting to Moses, crossing the Red Sea. There's a recent one came out, a recent one with Moses and that story. It's really good. It's really, they give the plagues like anything, the frogs. I just had it on the airplane going with this no sound. And it was nice Krishna conscious activity. But they did the parting of the Red Sea like really, really well, So, Vasudev, what's he thinking? Do we have to go through this ourselves? We've got to trust in Krishna and go through one difficulty to the left, one difficulty to the right, And we need that to be able to focus on Krishna. And what's Jamuna thinking? Is she celebrating Krishna by tossing up beautiful waves? She's the liquid form of Vishakha Devi. So wonderful trip to Jamuna. Little Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers tap dancing their way through the Jamuna on their way to Vrindavan. Here's one more. This is more like a medieval picture. It's black and white. And it shows Sishanaga with one hood, Vasudev there with a lot of hair piled up, and Krishna's a little tiny guy like a Mogul hat, tiny thing. It's more like, like schematic. And these pictures, you keep seeing something like a dog or a leopard or something running around. And I don't know if anybody knows what that thing is. In this picture, the lion's down there. Maybe he was helping. And it also shows, Yashoda or something with baby Krishna. It's maybe Krishna Vasudev leaving, or something like that. But it's a black and white one, very iconographic, showing like the story and stuff. Yeah. And then we have Vasudev, looks like from some movie. And Yashoda's lying there in one bed, and Nandamara's other bed. Vasudeva is coming in with baby Krishna. And on the bed next to Yashoda is a little Subhadra, like that. Next picture we have, there's a cartoon drawing. The moon coming in through iron bars and looks like putting baby Krishna down next to Yashoda. And she's there. And it says she went through the childbirth and couldn't remember whether she'd given birth to a boy or a girl, you know. And so it's a very interesting statement, though. Was she all alone? It just happened, and she was all alone and gave birth like that, you know. And then nobody else was there. Very interesting statement, you know. Yeah. So Vasudeva's next to Yashoda. The next picture actually is the one it shows the change. It shows him with baby Krishna in his hand, and little Subhadra's got her hands up. Looks like she's trying to, like, you know, maybe just touch Krishna very gently. Maybe she doesn't get much opportunity to do this. And very, very nice, Yashoda. He says Yashoda was like a blue lotus. And she also has a dark color, you know, like Krishna here. So it's interesting because some people say that Balaram was supposed to be teasing Krishna, that you couldn't be Yashoda and Nanda's son because you're black and they're white. Like that. And but here, it's just like a blue lotus and be the same color as Krishna. So very, very nice picture of the exchange. Okay. Then we go back, and of course, Kansa came, and he tried to dash the baby on the rocks or whatever it was, and she slipped out of his hands. Of course, Devaki's doing all kinds of negotiations. She'll be your son's daughter. She'll be a source of gratification for your son's carnal lust and everything else. I'll surrender her to that. Just don't kill her. But Kansa was such a demon. He was overwhelmed by his mind, his desires. So he smashed, we're going to smash Krishna, whatever. And Krishna, the Subhadra, and she slipped out of his hands and went right up into the sky like that and appeared in a celestial form like that and said, "You fool, Kansa, you think you can kill me?" The baby who is destined to kill you is already born someplace else. So very, very nice picture. It's the ISKCON picture with Kansa there. It's interesting how they portrayed Kansa. Yeah. And next picture is by the same person we had before with this realistic art with them when Devaki and Vasudeva were looking out to see how things were. Very nice picture. And there's Devaki and Vasudeva looking very nice, you know. And Kansa is against the wall, like, what do you call it, like falling back and shuddering in terror. And looks like one of the guards is trying to aim his spear at Durga. And this is kind of outside in the courtyard like that or something. Yeah. But several representations of the scene. Okay. And one last one. This isn't this fruity colors I don't like. We toss some flowers. And this shows Durga kind of like a little cherub, you know, rising up. And she looks very peaceful and calm and not angry at Kansa at all. And here Kansa is painted like a kind of handsome guy, like an Aryan, you know, Aryan from one of some Nazi picture or something, you know. Maybe more what he's like. But they do have Vasudeva and Devaki in the handcuffs, like that, in chains. Yeah. So, I finish off here. This is a very, very beautiful picture of Janmabhoomi. And so there's such a history to this. You can go into a whole history discussing this, how it's considered to be the place of Lord Chaitanya, of Krishna's birth. Lord Chaitanya visited this place in Mathura, Janmabhoomi, and he started dancing and singing in front of the Adi Kesha, the deity. So there's still a little temple down below this big temple, which was recently constructed, 1965 or something. And the Adi Kesha temple is a very, very beautiful deity. But what I understand, the original Adi Kesha deity was stolen or something. Nobody knows where it is. But this one is a replica, and so nice. And when you're there, you can just imagine Lord Chaitanya, you know, there, singing and dancing. And who's this strange sadhu? And everybody just calling everybody, and the word spreads like mad, and he comes there. So pretty much might seem it's authenticated by Lord Chaitanya that this is the place. And it was destroyed by one Muslim. There's a history. And rebuilt. And finally, a mosque was built there. And it's just behind this. It's not under it. It's just to one side. And, of course, that's the controversy. And you go in, they do a security check for bombs and everything else, very high security. And the mosque is behind some big high wall, pretty big. So Hanuman Prasad Poddar, who of course gave Prabhupada all the impetus for his work, and was the founder of Gita Press, and Malaviya and Birla, they became the money source for the money. They all got together to build this and collect the funds. And it's an incredible temple. It's gigantic inside with many side altars. And so, of course, on this looks like the festival on the actual Lord Krishna's birthday. Yeah. It's the most incredible festival. Next picture is a Krishna Leela. We have maybe about, you know, six little boys, Indian boys, and one little boy painted up as a beautiful little Krishna, all blue paint, with some gopis behind him. And what children's drama in ISKCON can be just incredible. You know, some of the best. I've never seen better drama than children's drama when it's organized properly. Yeah, for presenting these pastimes like that. So here's another picture, and this shows a little Krishna surrounded by his friends, and he's like about 11-year-old boys and stuff, you know, with the gopis in the background and stuff. Yeah. You know? And so this is our Janmashtami festival, dramas. And, of course, dramas, dance, opera, you know, dance dramas. It's such a penetrating thing, not just like the story, but also singing. And so in Manipur and places like this, we can see how this is so engaging for the actors and so engaging for the audience like that. This is our yoga in Dharva Veda. So finishing off with a beautiful offering from some temple. They have how many preparations. It looks like more than 108. And in the center they have 1, 2, 3, 4. They have 5 cakes up on stands on each side, so 10 cakes up on stands. Incredible mandala in the center. And then hundreds of little preparations like that, you know. And Krishna enjoys these, you know. Krishna enjoys these. And we have a close-up of one Janmashtami plate. Looks like the sweets were a separate plate. They're being offered in coffee cups. That's some of the drinks. Maybe they're clean coffee cups. So Krishna's so happy, even though it may not be offered as, you know, thalis made out of silver by Indian standard. But a simple thing. It looks like kind of like a devotee's cooking, maybe one of the first ISKCON Janmashtami offerings. And here's another one. Looks like puri, sabji, maybe some halava, and some beverage, some nectar. All that's lacking is a chutney. Yeah. So, finishing off here, we got a nice ISKCON picture of Yashoda holding baby Krishna in her lap. And, of course, after that, there was a big Nandotsava the next day. And Nanda Maharaj was so happy to give things in charity. You know, and all the Brahmins were coming. So we can read about that, too. And, of course, that'll be tomorrow's festival. And that's, of course, when... a beautiful picture of Krishna here. When I don't know where I found this, but it's like such a nice picture. Who wouldn't love this little boy, and who wouldn't become gentle just by seeing such a beautiful little child? You know? But we finish off with a picture of Prabhupada, Vyasa Puja. That's, of course, tomorrow. And it's so interesting. Who is Prabhupada? Is Prabhupada one of Nanda Maharaj's uncles, you know, or younger cousins? You know, why did he take birth, you know, right after, you know, Krishna? Why did he appear on Nandotsava like that? You know, he seemed like Prabhupada's character. He would really fit in as being, one of these cowherd guy like, you know, Nanda Maharaj and so on. Yeah. So that's kind of our PowerPoint show. And I want to thank everybody for your participation. So any kind of questions or comments from anybody else, we can go on for hours here. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, this is so strange. I'm pressing lecture to unmute everybody, and it's just stuck. Let's see, I'm going to have to refresh. Maybe that'll help.
Just see. Yeah, that way, otherwise people will be yelling at us. Chindi, Dindi, Katyam, Pearsham.
At least my mute button, I could unmute myself.
Okay.
Anyway, while we're doing this, I guess I wanted to contribute something.
Okay.
It's taking a while for me to refresh my screen. I wanted to read something that Bhakti Swarup Chaitanya sent me. Probably everybody else knows about this, but I didn't know about it. It's he sent me this message from the Right Honorable Theresa May, Prime Minister of England. She just was elected in July this year. She says, Namaste. I am delighted to send my best wishes to everyone at Bhaktivedanta Manor in what is a very special year for those associated with the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. For 50 years since its foundation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the men and women behind ISKCON have dedicated their lives to the words of Lord Krishna to achieve peace and unity. ISKCON can be proud that in the time it has grown to world over, setting up 500 centers and 50 schools. In celebration of the birth of Lord Krishna, it is wonderful to see so many in the Hindu community flock once again to Bhaktivedanta Manor to be part of Janmashtami celebrations. I am delighted to see festivals on such a scale take place, reminding us all of the great number of people from diverse backgrounds throughout this country. As you gather to celebrate in the beauty of the manor's surroundings, let me wish you all a spectacular Janmashtami festival and, of course, pay tribute to the thousands and more volunteers who have given their precious time to make this year's festival a memorable one. Theresa May, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom.
That's very nice. And also maybe a small sub-note, and please vote for me. Yeah.
This is incredible, yes. Prabhu. I'm stuck here. I can't unmute anyone. It's stuck.
I wonder, probably what's his name? Modi wrote something, too, from his office. But I wonder, is anything appeared from Barack Obama? My goodness, it seems that he should write something, you know, for the Indian community like that. Maybe even Donald Trump. Maybe Donald Trump will say, yeah, Hindus are my best friends as long as they stay in India. So.
Yeah, it's amazing. At least I thought I would just bring this up about the Bhaktivedanta Manor, because there's over 100,000 people that visit the manor during their festival. It's just amazing.
Wow. Wow. I wonder how many are going to visit Delhi and so on, temples like that. How many people worldwide will visit ISKCON temples in Janmashtami? You know, 1 million? I don't know. I don't know. It'd be interesting to know. Of course, only Rupa Goswami knows that, or the Paramatma, I guess. Wow.
So, Prabhu, I really apologize. See, I have my control panel, and it controls everything.
Take control back from me.
Let's try that. No, but it's not. For some reason, it's just, maybe it's my internet connection, but I can't do anything. It's trying to refresh, but it won't refresh, and therefore I can't unmute anybody. Let's see if I have controls here. Let's see, stop.
I still have control, I guess. I don't know, maybe. Or do I? I guess I don't. Okay, yeah, I don't, yeah. Rade.
Anyway, thank you very much, Maharaj, for the presentation.
Yeah, so have a very, very effective Janmashtami. I hope everybody can do.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
I have to open a different window. Okay, now somebody needs to be muted.
Andy Bull.
Okay, there we go. Whoever that was, I'm muted. So, okay, Bruce, sorry about that. Does anyone have any questions, comments, any contributions?
I do.
All right, go ahead, Bruce.
Gagdamadava does, yeah.
Dandavats, Maharaj.
Same to you. More of them.
I appreciate your preparation, you know, and wonderful slides. I remember, you know, when I was growing up in ISKCON, that we anticipated the covers of BTG just to see the new painting, you know, on the cover. And so the paintings were a big deal in the early part of the movement. And so if you look closely at the B.G. Sharma painting, I was actually, I spent 6 months with B.G. Sharma shooting most of his collection for a coffee table book.
Yeah,
but if you look,
it was like going into a temple.
Yeah,
I remember that.
If you look at the painting closely, that particular painting, you'll see that Vishnu, he doesn't appear like he does in other prints, Indian prints. He appears like a Kishori Krishna. He appears like he's a child.
Yeah,
right?
a little robust.
Right.
A little robust,
then,
more like a baby Krishna, a little bit younger Krishna. Yeah.
Right. So then he is probably copying a print that he saw Gita Press publish. I saw the BK Mitra is another artist who painted the pastime like that with a Kishori Vishnu. But most of the other prints, they show a full Vishnu form. You know, they show a mature, you know, forearm Vishnu. And I've only seen one painting in all my trips to India that shows this pastime accurately. And I've been through many picture shops. But I went to Nandagram, and I went up all those stairs, and I went up to the temple at the top. And in the Kirtan Hall, high up on the right side, if anybody goes to Nandagram in Vrindavan, you'll see a painting. You'll see a painting of Vasudeva and Devaki with folded palms, and there's a four-armed baby Vishnu in front of them on the floor. That's the pastime.
That's what it's.
Right, and so every time we see these Vishnu forms in the dungeon, and Jadarani must have gotten, you know, one of the devotees got her an Indian print early on because she painted a painting like this even in the early cantos. It's in the first or second canto, in the beginning of one of the early cantos. Of this Vishnu form appearing before Devaki and Vasudeva in the dungeon. And then I think because she painted that painting, when it came around to painting the 10th canto painting, she got the green light to do that painting, and she updated it, you know, according to her ability. So we're being reinforced. Every time we see this painting, we're being reinforced into some other depiction of the pastime that you will not find in Bhagavatam or even in Krishna book. Because I thought, so I went back to Krishna book, because Krishna book, it got published early on. So then I went back there, and so I'll just try to go through this quickly. There's an astronomical treatise called the Kamanikya of the constellations during the birth, right? So it describes the auspicious moment that the Brahman, Supreme Brahman or Absolute, took birth. And then the very next paragraph, Prabhupada says, this is Prabhupada in Krishna book, Vasudev saw that wonderful child born as a baby with four hands holding conch shell, club, disc, and lotus flower. Then, a little further on in the same paragraph, due to the extraordinary features of the child, Vasudev was struck with wonder. How could a newly born child be so decorated? Vasudev could then understand that Lord Krishna had now appeared, and he became overpowered by the occasion.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right in front of me.
Right, and then you go to 10, 3, 9, and 10, the verses, the actual verses. In 10th canto, Prabhupada made it that far. And so the ninth verse starts, Tam Adbhutam Balakam Ambu Jekshanam Chatur Bhujam Shankha Gadadhi Udayudam. And so Tam, that, Abhutam, wonderful, Balakam, child, and then the four, you know, the eyes resembling the lotuses, the four hands, the conch shell, club disc, and lotus. So then the verse goes, Vasudev then saw the newborn child who had very wonderful lotus-like eyes and who bore his in his four hands the four weapon chakra gada padma. And then he says his scattered hair was fully grown, his helmet and earrings sparkling uncommonly. The child, decorated with a brilliant belt, armlets, bangles, and other ornaments, appeared very wonderful. And then Prabhupada in the purport, he goes that Vishwanath is going to this one word Abhutam, and he's got four different meanings for this. You know, and you know why this is wonderful, and so no ordinary child has ever been born with four hands. But what child has been born with fully grown hair? And so it goes on and on. And then the next one, the next verse is, when Vasudev saw this extraordinary son, his eyes were struck with wonder and transcendental jubilation. You know, so then in that purport, Vishwanath says, he goes on about the extraordinary features of the child. And then later, in 10.3.23, Devaki, after her prayers, is asking Krishna to hide his unusual form and to appear like an ordinary child, because she's afraid of Kamsa. And so it's interesting. It's said that a picture is worth a thousand words. But in this case, it's creating a thousand wrong impressions, you know, and we just keep reinforcing it every Janmashtami. And some of the devotees, they may get tired of me making this point, but it is simply, you know, we should understand the appearance that, you know, according to Bhagavatam, not according to some painting or some Indian print.
I never heard this before. Thank you. It was very nice. Very nice enlightenment.
Yeah, I told a sannyasi. I told a Bengali sannyasi this one visit. He visited our house here. And he just looked at me. And he, you know, this is a Bengali sannyasi that's Shastric. He gives classes all over the world. And he just looked at me. And he held his opinion. He didn't like, you know... He didn't say, no, that's not true. He just held his opinion. And then he came back the next year and he said, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It took him a year to get
it. My goodness. Also, so many things. These are Udi Loisiko. The song, the Vrindavan song they sing in the morning after Prabhupada left is in the Munadaya Kirtan. And Dhananjaya also is protesting about that. But then, of course, you're going to get the people to say, well, Prabhu, we can't change anything in Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada proved everything. Anyway, wow.
I don't know. Maybe Pushkar was. I don't know if he's around early enough to understand what happened there. But I asked
you. You want to hear me?
Yeah.
The second painting was done while I was in India, Jadarani's second one. So I didn't have any input in that. And the first one was done. I was there when she did that Bhagavatam, first Kano painting. So, yeah, everyone was just, we didn't have the Sanskrit during the first one. The second one, I wasn't there. I might have looked at it and said, hey, what are you doing? Or, Rameshwar was the supreme controller. Someone could have caught him up on it. But so that's over. But there is a little baby. All those paintings that you showed, the Krishna book early paintings, early paintings, those were all Jadarani because her style was with all these browns and blues. She didn't know how to use color too good. And then Muralidhar was working separately in Boston, and then they got together in Boston, and then Bardosh came. Anyway, but that's the story. Those all three you showed were all hers, Vasudev carrying, and then the one of the Nandotsava, and then there was another one. They're all hers. I was just going to make some comments. The first comment I was going to make was about the Govindaji temple, that Rambhadra actually knows an architect woman who figured out how the Govindaji temple should look. And he wanted to build a temple. Right now he's on hold, but he wants to build a replica of that. So he knows more about it than anybody else. And so if you have a lot of money and you want to help him, then go for it. But some of the paintings that, like the one you said was Yasoda, it was obviously Devaki in the prison. I don't know why we were thinking it was Yasoda, because there were bars on the window. I saw it, but I didn't want to. And then another one I was commenting, that was definitely in the manor where Prabhupada was dancing at the opening there. And might have been whoever the Swami was. But, yeah, Sambhu was in the back. But, that's the manor, because you could see in the background there's landscape through the window, and that's that floor they have there. And as far as that thing, but Doug always brings it up, he's right. And I don't know why people don't get it right. Maybe they think Vishnu should be big, and you could see him easier or something. It's just an artistic thing. Someone took the license, everybody else ran with it for the next 100 years, and they started painting them. Some of the pictures that you couldn't identify were Ravi, looked like Ravi Verma, style, but it might not have been, but that's like realistic style that was going on in the 1880s and on into the beginning of the century in India, and they were copying the Western style. So it's if it's not Ravi Verma, Raj Ravi Verma, who was like a really famous painter, then it's someone who was copying his style, the one with... And why was Devaki wasn't leaving the prison? Why was she shouldn't have been there, actually, I don't think. But anyway, whatever. That's the way he had it.
Hey, Maharaj.
Hello, are you there?
Oh. Maharaj, yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
One of the pictures that you showed, or a temple that had the cakes on the stands and all that prasadam, that's pretty amazing. Do you know what temple that was?
Well, he didn't say.
No.
And if he's still there, I don't know.
Maybe not. Okay.
But, yeah, that was on Facebook. May not even be an ISKCON temple. I don't know which temple it was. 1,000, perhaps.
Okay, thanks, Prabhu.
Did Maharaj leave town or something?
Yeah, you know what? He dropped. He just dropped.
Yeah, because he didn't say anything. I was giving him his feedback on the different pictures from my memory because I was just, I didn't want to stop in the middle. I was painting kind of, but sort of. So, well, he was saying something about Udilawarna, but he never explained. There was some anomaly with the song. Does anyone know what he was referring to?
No. Maharaj, are you bad? No, he's not. So I don't know. He just dropped. Something happened.
Dropped off the face.
All right, Bruce. Then let me remind you, tomorrow we're hoping to get Shruti Kirti Prabhu to talk about Srila Prabhupada. Still have to confirm that with him. He said that he would do, but just got to make sure that's actually going to happen. So...
Where is he?
He's on the Big Island.
He's on the Big Island. Just see the fun.
Yep, for sure. Visit. Okay. Well...
What? Who's on the Big Island?
Shutakirti Prabhu.
Really? Well, he should definitely come over.
He's staying at Nitya's.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. I'll have to invite him over. Oh, Ramananda, you're not going to be here tonight?
No.
Okay.
That's why it's the Big Island. You don't know who's there, and you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you, Prabhu. We'll see everybody back here tomorrow for Vyas Puja, and happy Janmashtami to everyone.
Hi, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol.